to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. It was an interesting day. When I returned home, I found in the mailbox the tie that I sent to George, which was marked on the envelope, unclaimed. And that's quite a statement. That is a significant statement. Inside the envelope was the birthday card and the tie, the gift for George. There was clear indications in voicemails and in videos that it was on the way. The assumption was he had it. Obviously, I had no indication of this, and I've stated that. And now I found out for sure he doesn't have it, because I do. This is cruel. This is really cruel. George sent an email, and as I indicated in an email a couple days ago, it was probably a mistake in the sense that apparently my wife and father-in-law had a conversation and decided to go ahead and send George's request. And clearly, considering his birthday gift was denied him, I would suggest that is strong evidence. It is not conclusive, but it is strong evidence that as I have suggested, he has seen none of the videos, he's seen none of the emails, he doesn't know I've responded. This is cruel. This is cruel to George. The only response I got was the brief interaction with Jim Cross, and I'm sorry. That man is a coward. I'm very unambiguous here. What he does by not being willing to say, somebody's approaching with me saying, I claim to be a follower of Christ and I'm falling short on this, that, and the other, and I run, you're a coward by definition. And you're cruel and unloving. This is obvious for anyone who wants to open his eyes. But for anyone who also reads the scripture, they also know reconciliation can still take place. And I'm pursuing Jim Cross, the person who is extremely cruel, as an act of love. Well, I mean, it goes along with the reference I gave in my email to Luke 6:27. I am going to pursue reconciliation. I'm going to pursue reconciliation with flawed men who are doing terrible things because I'm no better. And I come to you as a brother, Mr. Cross. Consider treating my like one. Or please, at least have the, what would be the right word? Honesty to tell people that you are a fraud. You say you are a follower of Christ, but you have no evidence of living it. Zero. You're a fraud. Admit it, or act like a follower of Christ and say, yes, I was wrong, and I will pursue reconciliation. Getting this thing back in the mail today was clear evidence that man's law, allowing me to communicate with my own kids, means zip, nothing. God's law means even less, doesn't it? But I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His providence, He's shown me His grace. And I'm going to reach out to anyone who would be willing to pursue reconciliation with me. The door isn't closed until we're dead. And I'm going to continue pursuing reconciliation with Jim Cross, with Render Keynes, with Chris Bitterman, with my wife. And I'm going to continue to call Dorothy Jane my wife, because, if you set down your Talmud and open the Bible and actually read what Matthew 19 says, not what you want to read into it, read the Mark 10 passage, read the Romans 3 passage and so forth, you might find Dorothy Jane's my wife. And I love her. And I'm not giving up on her. George probably didn't see his birthday card either. But it's online. So I have more reason to be more vocal and more evidence that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And those who lie on the institution, Lord, Lord, didn't we do wonderful things in your name? And what does he say? Dorothy Jane, as I stated, the person who loves you is not your dad. It's me. And I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for you by pointing to the scripture and offering grace. I love you.